Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. We're live at Flowery Branch. Thanks for being here, and thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. We need to talk to our buddy Wes Durham, and I actually am more curious, to be honest with you, about getting his thoughts on the college football playoff, which we will. But Falcons do have a big game this weekend, and we want to get his thoughts there as well. Wes, always good to have you on. We've already talked to Coach today. If you missed that interview, we'll replay some of it for you in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. And we're also awaiting our player segment, which should happen here in the next 30 minutes. Wes, last week, tough loss, but as we talked to Coach, you know, he didn't want to – he said, look, we didn't win the game, but you do take some things out of that game that you feel really good about. Can they build on it? Can we build on some of the good things we saw last week heading into this weekend in Berlin?
Sure, and you better hope you do. The bigger concern, the sidetrack of the conversation, what you did well, and now it's going to be around, you know, the potential that Bergeron doesn't play. You hope Lindstrom's fine, things like that, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with some of the attrition you have during the course of the NFL season. But sure, look, I think – Michael did a really good job late in the ball game, evading the pocket, staying away from pressure. Atlanta didn't turn the ball over defensively. They did turn over New England, right? I thought there were some real positives. You know, Drake was amazing. I think there's something you can go with here. The element of this is, Carl and Mark, you're now playing another team who's got a lot on the line and a team who is – surprisingly in a really good spot, had their win streak snap last week at Pittsburgh, and a quarterback who, like Baker Mayfield, has found a new address and is revitalized. And I think there's a lot to be said about kind of how all that's transpired in Indy, but Atlanta has got to take care of Atlanta. It's funny, I find this storyline a lot with college teams, but the one here is Atlanta has to take care of Atlanta. The only people who can fix Atlanta right now is Atlanta. Not who you're playing. You got to fix yourself in order to give yourself a chance to beat the other team.
Wes, one of the things I spoke to Rob about them needing to fix, I mean, it's not necessarily about touches for Bijan, but it is about the actual running game. They've got to find a way to be able to run the ball, hold on to the ball. Remember, the first 3 weeks of the year, I think they were top three in time of possession, and that number has just plummeted. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you know, Indianapolis's run defense certainly isn't what New England's was, and I get why they didn't try to run into the teeth of that defense. But in your opinion, how do they get the run game itself going?
Well, there's one thing that'll be curious on Sunday, and that's to see how many snaps Charlie Warner plays. Warner only played 5 snaps Sunday in New England. Charlie Warner, to me, is a guy, when he's in motion, now, are they evolving to something else from an offensive philosophy on that? I'm not sure, but his snap count's gone down against Miami and went down to 5 on Sunday at New England. Is Atlanta going to try and run it a different way? Are they adding a receiver? You know, Kyle Pitts put his hand on the ground on Sunday more than he had all year long. Is that going to evolve to something in the run game? We're going to find out. I can't imagine that was the final version of what they're moving to here. But, you know, what did it help them do offensively in other areas might be the question I'm asking more than anything else. And I think you're going to see potentially some of that on Sunday. The run game, though, to your point, Mark, we did see Algier and Robinson for about a half dozen snaps together. I think that's one thing you got to keep an eye on, especially against somebody like Indianapolis that'll have to commit, to your point about who they are statistically, they'll have to commit more resources to stop the run than New England did for sure.
We're talking with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, guys. It's live from the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. Before we get to some college football, specifically, I just want to talk about Drake. Did you feel like that was a coming out party for him? We know how good he is, but when you put that kind of performance on and you're on the highlights all weekend, everybody's seeing you, despite the loss, do you think he's recognized as one of the top 10 receivers in the league?
He should be if he's not, and if he's not, I'd like to know why, right? I mean, it's that conversation. And I said this a few weeks ago on the air, and by the way, Sunday he made an old radio announcer sound pretty good. but for me, Carl, it's about not only is he a really good football player, and Dave has talked about this, but I added this a couple weeks ago. He's an elite athlete, first of all, who happens to be a really good football player. And the second part that Dave talked about a couple of weeks ago that I think we all have to realize, you know, we throw the term around, you know, who's the dog on the team?
Right.
Drake London is a dog. That guy wants to win. That guy will fight you to win. I mean, he's a competitive somebody who wants to mix it up. If you choose to mix it up, he's going to mix it up with you. And I don't think we've seen that in a wide receiver in a long time in Atlanta. Maybe Roddy White was the last guy I think that would mix it up with you. I mean, he got in Sherman's face one time after a playoff touchdown that was pretty cool. And for me, I think Drake is kind of that guy. He doesn't show it as much as Roddy did, but I think that's the one characteristic of him that people saw Sunday. I mean, he wants the tough catch, and he's pretty good when the tough catch is in play. And it's been a real pleasure to watch him get better, not just from a maturity standpoint as a pro, but a physicality standpoint as a pro. And I think he's a craftsman in terms of the way he goes about his business, and he showed it on Sunday against a guy in Vrabel who wants you to be, who wants that defense buttoned up. And, I mean, he undressed that guy. Marcus Jones is a really good player now.
Yeah, he did.
And he undressed him, and he undressed Christian Gonzalez. Everybody thinks he was a good corner. I thought he was a good corner coming out of Oregon. And Drake took him down a couple times on Sunday. And that was what caught my eye for sure.
Wes, want to shift gears because we don't have a lot of time.
You want to get into the drama? The drama,
I do.
The Tuesday night drama?
Well,
come on, let's go.
Here's one of the things that Zeno and I are arguing about, or at least having a passionate discussion. I said the ACC is in trouble. I mean, this is what I got out of this. ACC has got 14th ranked Virginia right now, which basically says, hey, you got to win the conference. You can then be ranked the fourth highest ranked conference champion. Okay, great.
Right.
Tech 17, I'm like, they're screaming, you got to win the conference. Tell me first about the ACC and how many teams you think legitimately can get in.
Well, if you base it on last night, they're only going to get one. Now, the problem is you cannot pour, and this is kind of the bigger problem where you and I have talked about the, you know, the ridiculousness that is the Associated Press poll.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't think we ought to have any kind of poll at all until this one comes out. I really don't. I think it's causing mixed messages now in a high. We don't have a poll in the National Football League. Why do we have this poll? I mean, people can come up with it, but the AP poll is the number we hang on people starting the third week in August, and then all of a sudden when this comes out, like Georgia Tech is 17, and you're kind of like going, okay, well they're in trouble behind, you know, Virginia and Louisville and things like that, and oh by the way, Pitt's in there, and here's Miami and whatnot. Reality of it is this. Last night we got the first version of this committee's initial college football playoff poll. To me, the next 3 weeks really determine things, and then you get down to the last week of the regular season. So 8, 15, 22 of November, those weeks determine how the core part of the poll is going to shake out. When we get to the 29th, we're going to put this thing in a little bit firmer concrete than we do in the first three, and here's why. Because the championship games are extra credit.
That's so they say.
Mark, they're going to have to do it this year because they were held accountable last year by teams that weren't going to play. And I'm telling you, if you get a team that's going to the championship game who has no value in playing the game, like they're in the playoff. Like if they're in the playoff and it's a winner-take-all championship game, then why would you play if you're in the day before, right?
Right.
So the playoff game has to – the championship game has to be regarded as extra credit. And for me, that's why I think the next three, Carl, 15-22 and the one on the 29th after the 29th become the biggest part of the deal. These things are still very volatile. The ACC itself is very volatile. You've got one team in Pittsburgh that's playing not only Georgia Tech, they're also playing Miami. You've got a Duke team that's going to play Virginia, and Duke is out of the top 25 in the poll, but might be one of the most dangerous teams in the league right now. The ACC can find itself into an at-large situation, but they're going to have to hurry. It's going to have to be somebody in the neighborhood of Virginia, Louisville, or Georgia Tech that gets that at-large, assuming the championship is won by somebody else.
All right, so let's look at it this way, and we'll keep it ACC specific, because I actually said there's a world where I think Georgia Tech's path maybe got a little bit clearer and easier if they run the table and beat Georgia as an 11-1 team. Now, they're going to need some help. They'll need a USC to lose, a Michigan to lose, a Texas to lose, maybe an Ole Miss to lose again. But, you know, 11-1 Georgia Tech that beats Georgia might have a better argument than some of these other two-loss teams or definitively three-loss teams from bigger conferences who played tougher schedules. Agree or disagree?
I agree with that. Totally agree. And I also think that you gauge things like, let's put it this way. We're not looking at Florida State the same way we looked at Florida State after week one, okay, when they beat Alabama, right? But we're looking at Alabama differently.
Yeah.
So now you mean to tell me that we stop in week 10 of the college football season and start looking at college football teams differently? You know, we just say, okay, we get to week 10, here's the poll. We're going to dismiss teams based on the first 10 weeks. We're not going to play the last four. I think that's foolish. So my guess is that we're going to see some of that volatility take place, Mark. And I think you also have to be ready for what I like to call the drunk game. Like last year, Florida beating Ole Miss, right? You get games where an unranked team, like NC State beating Georgia Tech last week. Those games are going to continue to happen in the Power Four leagues. The Big 12, to me, is actually the most volatile league, to be honest with you. That's a league where, quite frankly, I think a lot of things can happen, and they got a lot of teams in play. SEC does too, although I think there's one team. You can throw Georgia in there as the second. I think Texas A&M is on the verge of separating themselves at the top, though, and that's going to be a really interesting situation. And believe it or not, somebody like Texas toward the bottom of the poll has an opportunity to create some issue. They come to Athens and win. They beat Texas A&M. Think about how volatile the SEC could get in those last, you know, four polls, 22, and 29. I'm sorry, Carl.
If Michigan runs a table, they have a win over Ohio State. If USC runs a table, they have a win over Oregon, and they're both 10-2 teams. Like, those are scenarios that Georgia Tech doesn't want. They want Texas Tech to run the table in the Big 12. They want Michigan and USC to lose. They need Texas to lose to Georgia, at least Georgia or A&M, to take a third loss. Those are the things that open up for Tech.
Georgia Tech needs Georgia to win out, except Georgia Tech.
Right.
Bottom line.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the world we live in, where Tech people who, you know, some I know better than others, want Georgia to lose every game they play.
Yeah.
As opposed, in this case, if you're a Tech fan, you want Georgia to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Up until you play them on Black Friday at 3:30. Correct.
Great point.
Yeah.
Wes, thank you so much as always. Appreciate you. Great insight. I'm glad we're here in this point in the season with college football. It's a lot of fun and a lot of things to discuss. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again.
Thanks, Wes.
Okay, guys. Take care. Be well.
You too. That's Wes Durham, guys, voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We are live at Flowery. We're going to take a quick break. We're waiting on our player segment. We'll find out who's going to stop by. We'll get you an injury update because the injury report is out for today as we turn our attention to Indianapolis. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.